this is not an episode.
We're just quickly popping in to say it's not an episode.
Because we are having August off, as we always do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not actually taking the time off. I'll be working on other more worthwhile things.
Oh, really? You're feathering the solo career, are you?
My manifesto.
Okay.
Oh.
Project 2026.
You're standing for President of the United States.
That's right. Biden has stepped aside.
There's room on the ticket for a maverick choice, isn't there?
There's
room on the ticket.
Well, by the time this goes out, they would have, I imagine, decided, or certainly, I don't know, actually, will they have worked it out? I don't know.
It's in August, isn't it, sometime, but I don't know when.
But yeah, as we record, Biden has just, this moment,
news.
Biden has stepped aside.
John Sopel is literally wetting himself 24/7 with excitement. they've had to put the Sopel nappy on, back on, because he's so excited, he just simply can't control himself.
I literally don't know anything about any of the people who... Gavin Newsom?
I like that Steve Buttigieg guy.
Pete Buttigieg?
Is it Pete? I think of him as Steve.
Do you like him less now he's called Pete?
No, I think I like him the same.
Again, Pete doesn't sound very American, does it?
He should be called Chuck Beaver.
Exactly.
Well, if he were to change his name to Chuck Beaver, then I think he'd bring all the people together. My sister came up with a great idea. Yesterday, she thought that the one person that could actually do it for the Democrats, to the point where it would just be like, it's all over, would be The Rock.
And also, he'd need no security detail.
Exactly.
Because he could just take everyone out himself.
Yeah.
What about Paul Giamatti?
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
On a double ticket with Plemons?
Imagine. And maybe a sort of Sarandon...
As Secretary of State?
Yeah, Secretary of State Sarandon.
I'd donate to that. Or set up a troll farm or something to help.
A pro-Sarandon troll farm.
From a different sovereign state. Why not? You do what you can. You take an interest. Get involved. Yes, sorry. Anyway, so yeah, we're not here. So none of this is worth listening to at all. But we know that we miss you and we'll be back soon.
Yeah, and if you want more Three Bean Salad, you can find it on our Patreon, patreon.com/threebeansalad.
There's loads of hot content on there, isn't
and
it?
Not so hot.
There's hours of the stuff now, isn't it? Hours and hours of it. So if you fancy it, get stuck in.
Either do that, or if not, we'll see you in September.
Lovely.
Oh, say can you see?
Defense.
And here's a little taster of a bit from our most recent Patreon only Extra Beans episode. It's an extra bit from our episode about archaeology. Enjoy. Oh, and I should say it's a little bit racy, so you know, if you're listening with children or a vicar or a maiden aunt, just bear that in mind.
I think archaeology is a really hot area. We're discovering this. You know why?
Is it because everyone's bending over all the time?
There's two things.
Uh-oh.
Lewd content warning. Lewd content.
Hey, hey, hey! It's the bending over. It's the little shorts. It's the fact that you have to dust something very, very gently, in the same way that you might dust the thigh of a lover very gently with a little brush.
You've put the little shorts in, by the way, but hang on. That's something you've imposed on the situation.
A little khaki, little shorts, a little pocket. You need little pockets on, which didn't really have to serve any purpose.
Slightly dusty buttocks.
Slightly dusty buttocks.
Dusting off those buttocks.
Declaring it a vase.
Also, let's face it, being bored. When you're bored, you're thinking about, you know...
Food or sex.
Food or sex.
Or the Roman Empire, for a lot of people.
Well, that's how you know if you're an archaeologist, because you're taken to a dig and they say, what are you thinking about? Food, sex, other. And if you are thinking about the Roman Empire, then you're in. You see? That's why the rest of us wouldn't be able to do it.
But Mike, what I would ask you is, why are they thinking about the Roman Empire? And I think what's happening is, with digging... So with digging, you probably work at university, it's a fairly dry environment, and you're living in a Judeo-Christian sort of value system, right? Mm. But what you're doing is you're digging down to the filth zone of human society. Pre-Christian, we're talking Babylonian shit, mate. We're talking Nebuchadnezzar, yeah? We're talking orgies for breakfast. We're talking about a breakfast orgy as standard.
We're talking 1,000 concubines.
As standard.
Trying to dig and dig. They're trying to dig themselves to a Babylonian Soho.
Exactly. We're talking 1,000 concubines means you're basically single. Yeah. So, I think that's what they're digging down to. They're digging down to a more filthy... I just everyone's in tiny little leather jerks, little leather skirts. No one's got any morals. Everything is just about looking good, eating grapes in a sexy way. People sit down and eat grapes. Eating grapes today is, I would say, a completely sexless act. You're standing in the corner of a pret-a-manger. You spend £3.50 on a little plastic bowl with like 7 grapes in it. You're effed off and you're worrying about the meeting you've got coming up, whatever.
There's no chaise longue.
There's no chaise longue.
Contrast that to eating grapes while sitting on the toilet in a room with 20 other people on the toilet.
Exactamundo, Ben.
Waiting for the anus brush. Jumping away.
And yes, and grinning as your final bloodied tooth falls onto this shit-covered floor. I think there's some truth in that. I think that's why there's a sort of obsession with ancient cultures in the kind of like... uptight British university sector. Mm. Picture your average British academic, Dr. Timothy Plimpington.
He's horny as hell.
He's recently been sacked.
No, but he's tweed clad at all times. He's completely bald. Yeah. The nostril hair on this guy is interfering with the tweed lapels on his trousers.
And 5G.
You cannot get 5G during this guy's seminars, which means it's almost impossible to Google, is this appropriate? Do you know what I'm saying, though, about archaeology being a bit hot?
Totally, yeah.
It's a bit like, if we dig down deep enough, we'll get to a whole different value system where I can actually be the real Dr. Harold Nimblington, or whatever he is. You know what I mean?
Primal fish with legs level of sex. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking 60,000 concubines, more than I could ever possibly even meet in my own lifetime. That many concubines. And not just women, concuboons as well. Concubines and concuboons.
Was that a baboon concubine?
Oh, God.
I'm never happier than looking at the glowing red ass of my concuboon.
That's my favourite concuboon.
And there's no value system to tell me that this is wrong.
Because I dug deep enough.